trying to learn to run our lives like a business. We're on the Kufa and Tet, dealing with strategic planning. Yep. Yeah, we'll see. I'm trying to work that out. Okay. Betovach HaKatz is with the short-term and long-term planning. So in the short-term, we said, Alech, the second paragraph, Alech Lititchanen Ma Taseh Macha. How, what are you going to do tomorrow? Matai Takum, what time are you waking up? Ech Tazin Es Aguf Shelcha Ba'aruchot HaTzarayim. What are you going to have for lunch? When are you going to have lunch? Where are you going to be? What are you going to eat? Kamo ken alech lishol es atzmacha, eich tazin es aneshom aruch nesholcha, biduk po eis oifen. How are you going to nourish your goof? So then you have to work on how you're going to nourish your neshoma. What time are you going to feed your neshoma? What are you going to feed your neshoma? When? How? Chavrusas? Every day set up. Yeah, don't leave it to chance. I'll get to the midrash, whatever. I'll get there, whatever. I know what time I'm going to wake up. We'll see when I get up. I'll daven. There's always a minion till 11 o'clock. You can always get a minion. Yeah? What's the problem? And I'll see. And then I'll, whatever, come to the basement. We'll see who hasn't got a chavrusa. And I'll kind of, whatever. And we'll learn with him. And then, what about lunch? Lunch is at 1:15. And I've ordered. And the one seder that has to start on time is lunch. Yep. Where are you daven minchit tomorrow? I don't know. I'll see where I am. Whatever. Maybe I'll daven. Yeah, maybe I'll daven there. We'll see. Whatever. You got shkiz on your 10 to 8. You got plenty. You got the whole day. What's the rational? He's a shtibul. You could always chap around 5 minutes before shkiz. You can chap a mincha quickly. Ma baya. No? So that's short-term planning. What am I going to do tomorrow? B'tovach ha'aruch, on the long-term planning, l'anashim matzlichim yesh tochniyot l'shana achat v'tochniyot l'chamesh shanim. Ma yitirot se lasig al manas kishitizboinen l'acho b'ot chamesh shanim. What do you want to achieve in 5 years? I personally don't find this very useful, this long-term planning stuff. This written here, we'll read it through. It's not very helpful in helping you. This life changes too quickly to make too many long-term plans. And I got from my rabbeim, yeah, 5-year plans and ask for the Russian wheat program. But for a Jew who's trying to make changes in his life, having a 5-year plan is a bit off the wall. You should have a 120-year plan. A person should know what he's living for and what his ultimate goal in life is. But that's not a goal, that's a direction finder. That ideal that we speak about often, yeah? That perfect me that I'm supposed to become, that I'm striving to become according to what Shulchan Aruch demands of me. I value you have to have that as a direction finder. But to have a 5-year plan, how I'm going to get there. So someone asked the kasha, what about Daf Yoimi? I want to finish Shas. And I've got a 7.5-year plan to finish Shas. Yeah? Once again, it's a direction finder. Direction finder is, I want to finish Shas in 7.5 years. So what am I going to do? I'm going to finish Shas in 7.5 years' time. That's not a goal. It's a direction finder. It's a desire. The goal is, I'm going to learn enough today. What's my mission statement? My mission statement is not, I'm going to finish Shas in 7.5 years' time. My mission statement is, I'm going to learn the daf today. I'm going to get on my daf yomi shir today. That's the mission statement. What? Yeah, I want to be at the Madison Square Garden, Siyum HaShas. It's a she'ifa, it's a rotson, it's a direction finder. But the mission statement is, I'm starting to a daf yomi shir, and I'm going to learn daf yomi today. What about tomorrow? Yeah, tomorrow also. What about the next day? We'll discuss the next day, Got to be now, in this moment. Where, how are you going to be next year? You have to know. My mission statement is I've got to learn the daf every day. You had a chasana, you had a this, fine, so I have to learn my daf every day. But I'm not learning my daf because I've got to get to the seal. I'm learning my daf because I've got to learn the daf, because that's my mission statement. I'm a yid that learns the daf a day. So my mission statement is I learn the daf a day. What's your long-term plan? What's your, let's call it a goal? Fine, the goal to finish us, but that's not what's driving me. But it is a useful tool, by the way. Those kind of things do motivate you, and you can use them as motivational tools if you want to. I don't think there's anything wrong with it, but don't lose sight of the moment. The problem with those things is they take you out of the moment. If I'm not learning the daf now when I'm sitting learning my daf, I'm already at the seal. I don't even learn the daf. You've got to be in the moment. You sit down to learn the daf, you've got to learn the daf. Fine. ותגיש שזו היסה הצלוחה. Okay. כמו כן, לתלמידי חכומים, שיש להם שאיף לדעת את התוירה הקדושה, הם מתחננים כמה זמן ייקח להם לדעת את השס הקודש. והפעלים בעצם, that's what I'm saying. You know how long it's going to take you to finish Shas. Fine, so set up a program to finish Shas. That's your mission statement. Today I have to learn 10 daf. התוכניות חיונית על מנה שתוכל להתמקד במטרה ולבדוק ולדובוק בו. You said that you can, what's התמקד? You can focus on your goal and cleave to it. צריך לחזור אל התוכניות שוב ושוב, you have to keep going over your תוכניות, check them. לעד כנועסן להעמיד זה מלמציאס המשתנה. Oh, this is very important. Even if you are going to go fulfilling these goals, you have to be very flexible, because life changes, you know. You set up your daf yomi shir from 9 to 10 in the evening or whatever, and then suddenly, Mitzvah Hashem, you have another baby, and the 9 to 10 becomes a no-go zone or whatever. You have to be flexible. So now you're going to learn, you're going to have to go to daf yomi shir from 5 to 6 in the morning. So you have to, life doesn't stand still for too long. Yeah. You also make decisions sometimes based on a certain matzias. That matzias changes, and your decisions become irrelevant almost. Quite a frightening thing. Mensch tracht und Gott lacht. You know what they say? Hey? I made certain very big decisions based on a certain matzias. The matzias changed about 6 weeks later, and the decisions looked a little bit shaky. You know, that, so you have to be able to reevaluate. Sim leiv el hanekudot hachushuvot lecha be'emes. This is what we started speaking about yesterday. Pay very careful attention to the things that are very important to you. Shalat atzmacha b'sefer shel dover ma ani hachi rotzeh. My tachlis, what I really want. At the end of the day, what do I really want from this? What's the purpose? Cheshbon bank boy, millionei shkalim, is what's really important. A bank account with a million shkalim in it. That sounds nice. I'm not saying, no one's going to sneeze at that. When you say it, it even gets your stomach going a little bit. Yeah, your mama sure, it sounds good. But is that as important as yachasim toivim v'mokim in boy reila? What's more important, $1 million in the bank or having a real deep, meaningful relationship with Hashem? What tickles you more? You have to answer. Most people want $1 million in the bank, they don't have to think about Hashem. If I had $1 million in the bank, I would never have to think about Hashem. What do you think about Hashem for? Right? Now he'll find other things that'll make you think about him. There are plenty of rich people out there that got more than $1 million in the bank. Their lives are not so smooth. But you have a sense, yeah? If I had $1 million, well, what do I have to worry about? Just one thing, the bank's on strike, you can't get your money. Get it? Hashem's got plenty of ways of tying you down. Now you can imagine, there's big organizations. I mean, I'm a little guy, you know what I'm saying? You can't get to the bank for 2 weeks and on strike. But you understand, there's major league corporations that bank with this bank. Yeah? Well, you're running a multi-million shekel industry and you can't go to the bank. The bank's on shita, that's it. You can't cash a check, you can't deposit money, you can't have any function. How's a bank allowed to go on strike? I don't understand. Person needs a mortgage, you just bought a house, you just... I don't understand. Appeal of chesed. Can a bank go on strike? When was the last time the teachers in the Beis Yankiv went on strike? They haven't been paid for months. Are they on strike? No one's on strike. You understand? You don't go on strike. You're a soldier in the war. There's a war going on out there. You don't go on strike. How does the bank go on strike? I understand. Something chesed. Maybe I'm wrong. I don't know. Doctors go on strike. Doctors go on strike. The last doctor strike in this country must have been, 8 years ago, 9 years ago? There was a big tumult about the milk on Shabbos. Rosh Hashanah was like a 3-day yontif and whatever, and there's going to be a lot of wasted milk. There was a problem with the milk and whatever. Headline news, okay? About the wasted milk and the wasted milk and this and that. There was a doctor's strike going on in the country at the same time. You won't find one line anywhere on the front 4 pages of any newspaper about it. That's for state. Doctors gone strike. So people, a guy loses a limb, yeah, a guy loses there, a guy says, look at that. They're only doing emergency operations. Who defines what's an emergency? Yes, a child loses a hand. That's not called an emergency.
So there's five doctors in the emergency room. You go there. There's only one, and he's in the operating theatre. So there's 40 people languishing in the waiting room, and they're on strike. There's not an emergency. The Jews in pain. That's not an emergency. What's the inyan of the yoma? Milk. You understand? There's something wrong out there, no? But they can dump food into the sea to maintain prices. If there's a bumper banana crop, they don't bring the prices down. They dump half the bananas into the yam and they keep the same amount, the shortage, so that the prices go up. Can't have bananas being sold for 50 agarot a kilo. So what do? You dump 50 ton of bananas into the sea and then there's a shortage of bananas. Has no one ever seen headline news about that one? Bank goes on strike. I have to pay them a kollet. I can't pay them a kollet, so the kollet guy doesn't get paid. How do you buy your challahs for Shabbos? Does anybody ask themselves little questions like this? Anyway, so what's more important, having $1 million in the bank or under your mattress, or having a proper relationship with the Kosh Baruch Hu? No, what's more important? I'll tell you what's more urgent. I'll tell you what feels more urgent. לא תמכור את המכונית שלך בעד 20,000 לפני שדברי 20,000 מה? God comes and says, I'll give you 20,000 for your car. And you sell it? You know it's only worth 10. Yeah, he was talking about the agurot. Yeah? Botswana rubles. Yeah? You forgot to mention dollars. Every coin has a different value. So two enjoyments in this world have different values. Nobody's going to give up the enjoyment of his success in whatever he's doing in order to eat a Chinese meal. Yeah, Chinese meal is kishmak. It's very enjoyable, but it's not the same as signing a deal with Microsoft. It's much more enjoyable. No one gave up a meeting with Bill Gates to sign a deal with Microsoft. You know, I can't meet now. I'm running off to my sushi. Yeah. Evaluate for yourself what is the value of each of your enjoyments. Do you want to say a little nebuch and nobody for the rest of all eternity? On the one hand, put the scale that if I don't start doing what I'm supposed to be doing here, I'm going to be a little 3 kilo weakling in Olam HaBa LeNetzach. Now put on the other side of the scale all the pleasures in this world. You know what's important? How much is this world worth? The intelligent way to make decisions. What's this worth? This momentary half-hour pleasure, what's it worth? Olam HaBa, what's it worth? Half an hour limud, what's it worth? Half an hour daydreaming. It's kashmak! It's mamish, delicious. What's it worth? Make decisions. Al temazat mechama machshava. Don't ramai yourself. Don't. Ani atchil l'moed miyad achrei she'aseh et ha-million harishon. I'm going to start learning when I make my first million. Notei to the delach hayom atalo la'ach et harakevet. If you don't start now, you're going to miss the train. Yoisem idai anashim megiim legil 65 v'omrim. A lot of people, the vast majority, get to the age of 65 and they say, "Afsadati hizdamnut rabot midai b'chayim." I've wasted most of the opportunities I had in my life. Hayit yerech la'asoyz mashu gadol. I could have done something big with my life. Liyot tamid chochem, tzadik, v'ayver Hashem. Well, the chit is this, yotem midai zman. I pushed it off for too long. It's too late now. Scary, scary thought. Afsadati hizdamniot rabot midai b'chayim. I wasted too many opportunities in my life. I could have done something big with my life. Let's talk with Chochem, Tzadik, Vayver Hashem. אבל בחינתי זו זה יוצא מדי זמן, פשוט רופא צולום. It doesn't go, you know, it just don't get the message. What's wrong? Why doesn't it go in? You just want nefesh at the end of the day, just look at the time. I talk about myself. So during the day, what did I do that I didn't have to do and I could have used that time for learning? Add up at the end of the month, like, and imagine all this amount of time. Hours and hours. Hours. The pachad.
Before the CEO of a big corporation signs on a very important contract, he must meet Arche Din, Mu'ulim Livdok Haitiv Kol Mila B'Choyze.
They get the best lawyers in, they check every last drop, every word, every inference.
Eichatem Magdirim Es HaNakuda Azois. How do you define this Nakuda? Keitel Et Hashpia Al HaChoyze Atzmoy.
What about the chose that you have with yourself? What about the contract of life that you have? Who did you invite to check that one out?
Hachayim katzari midai bishvil lebazbez otam al nisayin es shavar. Life's too short to waste on futile experiments. Chaval lenasot lagia lemakom echad ulagia basayifah shel dover lemakom achay lagamre. Chaval to set on a path to arrive at a certain goal and at the end you end up somewhere in a completely opposite direction. Kraes ha-chozeh,
go read the contract,
hegdeh es ha-musagim, and go and define the terms. Mahu Talmud Chocham Amiti.
You have a contract with Hashem, it says you're going to become a Talmud Chocham, yeah? No, what is Talmud Chocham Amiti?
Mahu Balmidas,
what's a Balmidas?
Mahu Eivir Hashem Be'emes.
Define your terms.
Zu ha-derech ha-yechida la-tiech shelo tagiyeh le-shvir sa-chozeh shakadam ta-emats b'chor.
The only way to make sure that you don't cause breach of contract and the contract you signed with yourself. Know what you know. Understand what it is you're trying to become.
Now, I want to be a Talmud Chacham. What does that mean?
Whatever. Talmud Chacham. I'll tell you when I get there. You might not get there. What's an Eved Hashem?
What is, for me, not for you. What does it mean for me to be a Talmud Chacham?
Depends.
Guy who doesn't have to worry about Panos and he's sitting and he's learning, he's a Yoshev Olim, he's a Amiti Avreich. He's not about married Bocher. You get married Bocher, you know, they come at 9:15, they learn till 1, then they double minchah, then they go out for lunch, and they sleep, then they come back at 4, they learn till 7, then, you know, then they go to Matzah. I'm not talking about those guys. He's a married Bocher. With all the advantages of being a Bocher with none of the disadvantages. I'm talking about a real Avreich. Real guy, he's Omel B'Toyra. You know? I'm not talking about him. He's not me. I've asked my shalas and I have to make 6 hours of that panos lishtadlis and this. Fine. So for me, what does it mean for me to be a Talmud Chacham?
No, so, hey, I don't know. So how are you going to become one?
Well, maybe I won't be a Talmud Chacham. So what will you be?
I'll let you know when I get there. How do you know how to get there if you don't know where you're going? How are you going to become? What do I want to be? What's my goal?
Hinei moshom yachayim. Milchemes hashoal vahakipod.
The
fox and the porcupine. Yeah. Hedgehog, porcupine. Hashoal hu yetzo armoimi v'rav tachbulot. A shoal is a very cunning creature, lots of tachbulot, plans, lots of schemes. Mesugalam tzi alfe istragiot murkovot v'itkafot akifot ala kipot. He's got dozens of strategies that he can use in order to beat the porcupine in a war, yeah? Yom ha'chayom mashol makifet me'orto shel akipot. Every day he surrounds the guy's den and he's waiting. He's waiting for opportunity to chak him. Hashol zariz, he's very, very lacrosse.
kal raglaim, the mamash runs fast, va'ar mumi nira kemenetzach habatuach. If you look at the shawl, you look at the little pretty porcupine, what chance the porcupine got? I mean, you put your money on the shawl, right? But he's going to beat the porcupine. Hakiput lo mazois, who you'd say, musur bal yoisev. Hamitnael bekvedot, va'isek ba'enayev hapshutim. The little porcupine actually is a very, very, I mean, he's unsuited in a war against the shah. He's a very heavy creature, he can barely see, he's half blind. He runs around looking for his lunch, he comes out, whatever. He's not a. He's a nebuch. Hashol mamtim b'demama arumumot b'tzomet hadrachim shel hakipod. The shul sits there waiting on the pot. He watches. He knows where the shul goes out. Gets his lunch. He comes back. He's sitting at the crossroads watching for him. Hakipot shemerukaz be'einav mitkal b'shul. The porcupine doesn't see where he's going. So he bumps into the shul. Walks into him. Aha! Tafas yotcha achshav, says the shul. Now I've got you. Choshev ha-shul. That's what the fox did. Who maznak kadima gome et hamertchak kechetz mikeshet. He mamash leaps at the porcupine, right? The porcupine katan cheshash besakana noises eina v'choshev. He's a nematchil shuv. He thinks to himself, ah, starting again. Ulon melad loyma. This fox doesn't want to learn, yeah? Mitkarbel kekadu katan. He rolls himself into a little ball. Nas the igul shall machatim chadot. He basically becomes a ball of very sharp pins. Yeah, he becomes a little pin cushion. This little thing. Yeah, hamofnoit klapechutz lekol akivonim. He's got these pins sticking out in all directions. Right now, what are you going to do with this creature? Hashol hamista elava trafo roet ha'ifen hachagoy noitoy shel akipod umavatel es hatkafa. The shoyl sees what's going on, yeah, and he decides it's not such a good idea to attack this little kippur anymore. Who nasug shuv elaya umatchil lachshov kav hatkafa chadash. So he goes back to the forest and he starts thinking new ideas how to catch his little porcupine. Midei yom mitrachshot eizeshu girse shel hakerev hazeh vein hakippur de shoyl urumot almosoy shel hashoyl hain elayin shoyl hazeh shel hakippur. Hakippur menatzech tamid. Next week comes up with another strategy and another strategy, but at the end of the day, the porcupine always wins. The Moshe Zeh Yesh, Listayer Rabot Kedei Lechalek, Es HaAnashim L'Shtei Kvutzot Basisiyot. Let's try and get in touch with what this Moshe Zeh teaches. You can put people into two general categories. Shalim V'Kipudim. Hasholim Chikrim Al Matarot Rabot Ba'es U'Bo'Eine Achaz V'Roim Es Ha'Olam Al Kol Mur Kvoisoy. There's some people that got strategies and plans and goals and they look at the world from all different sides and they got all these ways of being matzliach. But they never ever are able to achieve what they set out to achieve. Hakiput lo amazoy, it's like the shawl. He's got lots of strategies and plans and he's clever to every day. At the end of the day, he never catches the porcupine. Hakiput lo amazoy, mipashet oylam murkav layon mechlel echad. He's got one idea. You know, he's not a very clever guy. He doesn't have too many multi-faceted dimensions. Yeah? Chozoin utfisa basiyim שמגבשים ומנחים הכל וחרף מידס מורכבויסה של אוילוב הכיפות מתמצאת את כל הדלימויס לרעיונויס כיפודים פשוטים. He life is basically cut down and condensed into a very simple, you know, porcupine survival mode. לדיודוי של הכיפות כל טוב שאינו קשור ואין שואפן לרעיון הכיפודי כלל אינו רלוונטי. Whatever is not relevant to anything that's to do with porcupine life, yeah, just doesn't come into his other numbers. This is not relevant. וכך הוא מצליח לשאול ולשגש And then it's my liyos kipudim biyachas lematroseinu aruchnes.
We have to become porcupine tlape aruchnes goals. You know what your goals are. You know what's important. Yeah? Ah, there's lots of things going on out there, distractions and things, pulling little yates of horror called the shoal comes with all ways of professing and going out. Chok v'layavor. Know what your goals are, know what's important, and politely curl up into a little pin cushion and say no to everything else. That's all. Is it important to sit and learn for 6 hours today? That's what you've decided. Let's do that. Yeah, but. Apologetically and very calmly and very unapologetically and very nicely and politely say no to everything else. Yeah, but there's a wedding. Sorry, I can't make it. I mean, you shouldn't go to weddings. I'm just an example. Rabbi Lashua said, he said when he was young, he never went to weddings. Today he goes for 2 minutes and look how much appreciation he gives people. He says, I see today I go to a wedding for 2 minutes. People mamash appreciate it. I mean, you imagine Rabbi Lashua pops into your wedding for 2 minutes? Wow! When he was young, he used to apologize and say, I'm sorry, I don't go to weddings. I don't go to Tiyurim, I don't go to this. I know what I'm living for. The same as the porcupine doesn't do much else other than when the Yetzirah starts playing games with him, he calls into a ball and sends out very polite arrows that say, sorry, I'm busy now. So we continued.